Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. On Sunday, 515 new coronavirus cases were confirmed by the Wyoming Department of Health. There now have been 28,252 confirmed cases, 4,237 probable cases, over 19,000 confirmed recoveries, and over 3,000 probable recoveries in Wyoming. To date, 215 Wyomingites have died after contracting COVID-19. Locally, there are 53 active cases in Powell, 43 in Cody, and with a handful of cases in the county, the total now stands at 117 active cases in Park County. These numbers do show a slowing trend in the number of new cases, and thankfully, the number of people recovered has risen as well. Health officials urge the public to hold the line against the virus and to not become complacent. The Park County Sheriff's Office released a statement via Facebook concerning the countywide mask mandate in place until December 4th, saying their approach to enforcement will be from an educational standpoint and to seek voluntary compliance. But they also stress that they will continue to respond and investigate calls for service from business owners who report disputes or disturbances related to the face mask requirement and will take appropriate enforcement actions if necessary. Black Friday has come and gone, and many retailers are saying things were noticeably slower this year thanks to the pandemic. Many stores in Powell and Cody opened their doors early Friday morning, but crowds were scarce as many people have apparently decided to take their Christmas shopping online. This spells more trouble for local retailers, many of whom have seen drastic reductions in their sales numbers this year. Some retailers are offering drastic discounts and other amenities, such as curbside pickup, to try to entice local shopping.
Are you buckled up? You should be. It could save your life. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in the vehicle. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Remember to wear your seatbelt low and snug across your hips, and never tuck the belt under your arm or behind your back. Buckle up for life, Wyoming. It's really that important.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A woman died Saturday in a house fire in southwest Wyoming. A man and three children were able to escape from the burning home on the 1600 block of Idaho Street in Green River, according to a statement released Saturday morning from Assistant Fire Chief Larry Erdman. However, the woman died by the time firefighters were able to get her out of the burning building. The home was fully engulfed when firefighters arrived 5 a.m. Saturday morning. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The home was a total loss. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso spent Thanksgiving Day with members of the Wyoming National Guard based in Cutter. Barrasso sat down to dine with members of the 153rd Airlift Wing and the 187th Aeromedical Evacuation Squadron, who are supporting airlift operations and medical evacuations in the Middle East. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.